was in the lead. Could I buy some weed? Why do women bleed? Can I plant my seed? There are many types of questions, and answers are all we need. But the most important question, we all agree: how will you feed? How will you feed?
How will you feed? Brought to you by
Pepsi Next, Park Place Dealership Group, and American Leak Detection.
Here is today's How Will You Feed congenital host, Danny.
Two things. Thank you. How many great chord progressions and melodies have I wasted on stupid crap like that over the years?
Too many.
Too many. And number two, I think this is the first time this segment is aptly titled, because this has to do with me and a situation that occurred at an eating establishment.
Okay. I'm listening.
It's always dangerous.
All right. Now, I told you guys where this place was, so you can have a mental picture. You've both been there, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to mention it on the air because I love this restaurant. I don't want to, for them to come off in a bad light in any way whatsoever, because there was some service issues that I think will be addressed here as well.
Okay.
So right after the A&M game, kind of hungry, me and the companion decide, let's go get some food.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to this place. We wait to be seated.
Companion. Interesting.
Dinner
what
companion.
Do you think that means?
I'm not sure. I'm curious. Go on.
I'm bi-curious.
Well, the title of the segment is How Will You Feed?
That's right.
Yes. We are seated at said establishment. Establishment is not busy at all.
Mm-hmm.
Out of a possible 25 tables, I would say that there are 7 filled.
Okay.
So the seating options are abundant.
Mm-hmm. What time of day is this?
This is right after the A&M SMU game, so we're looking at around 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Okay.
We are seated in a booth, facing each other, and behind me, as I am seated, I realize that we're being seated in a booth right in front of a man who is eating by himself. This is a man of size.
Excellent.
As I sit down, I have my back to the booth behind me, which he is sitting in the same position as I am.
Right.
So we're not back to back.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes, he's facing your back.
He's facing my back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As men will do.
As, yes, if you're lucky enough. And as the menu is presented, the water is being served, I hear noises. And I'm not talking small noises or eating noises, or maybe the occasional sniffle. I'm talking
what kind of noises?
Full on guttural, throat clearing, hacking, coughing, snot, snorting, the grossest thing that you can possibly imagine coming out of the human body having to do with their head.
Over and over?
Unbelievable. I'm talking. I mean,
God,
so loud, so consistent, and I'm looking around the restaurant, and I'm thinking, I'm feeling like I'm on hidden camera, like this is boiling point, and how much can you take before you freak out? And I'm looking over, and there's a couple of families. One family is across the room entirely, and they keep looking over there. And the guy's like, the husband, the dad is like making his kids hurry up and eat their food.
It's that gross.
Oh, my God, Corby, you have no idea.
Why didn't... Okay, first off...
We're going to get...
Okay, could you have moved far enough away to where you couldn't have heard this guy?
I'm getting to that.
Okay, all right, sorry.
At this point, I'm like, I'm thinking it's a practical joke.
It's so bad.
Then the dude decides to move to the other booth. So now I'm back to back. And not only can I hear the noises even louder, I can feel the rumbling of the echo of the sound that it's affecting.
So he's in the same booth. He just moved seats.
He moved to the other seat.
So you're
now
back to
we
back.
Are back to back. And I'm trying to eat.
Wow.
The food is served by this point, and I'm thinking, first of all, I got a problem with the service there, because this guy had been there a while, but because by the time we sat down, he's about to order dessert. Because I hear him say, "Bitch, cobbler." And he was
it Mangino Bear?
Dude, yes, it might as well have been. So the peach cobbler comes and the more eating noises and this just continues. And I just finally, I look up and I said, we're moving. I go, grab your plate. So we grab our plates and we move about three booths down to get away from him and get, you know, go back and get everything else, all of our accoutrement, and take it down.
Right.
And we're sitting there. First of all, the waitress doesn't even realize that we've moved. She comes out and fills our tea and is like, hey, everything going great? I'm just like, yeah, it's going real good. Well, here's my problem. That guy had been there a while, like I said before.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the hell would you seat a customer that close to a man that is making that much of a disgusting scene for himself? When they've heard it too. They're having to talk to him and take his order, and he's making all
right.
these noises.
Right.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
That's why I kept thinking it was a joke. I'm waiting for you guys to tell me I got pranked. But
yeah.
There's no way you would have known where I was going.
No, there's no way.
And to add insult to injury, the next table, okay, after we decide to move and get away from this guy, here comes another couple in to eat right after the game. Guess where they're seated?
Right behind him?
The same place that we had just vacated before they even cleaned the table. There was a whole nother room to this restaurant that they could have seated these people in.
Did you guys ever consider leaving? Because before you, or had you already got your food, or what? I mean,
yeah, it was kind of, the food had been ordered, and after the food was being ordered, I realized some of these sounds were just, this is not right, this is weird, is this a joke? And then the food comes, and then he decides to move to be back to me, and then we move. And I'm just like, I can't believe it. I could not believe that they were actually seating people close to this guy when they had other options.
Did you not consider going into the other room yourself?
At that point, we just wanted to get out of there.
Did you ever address the waitstaff?
Okay, this is my conundrum.
Okay.
I want to know, okay, I've told you what I did. We paid our tab and left. What would you guys have done?
I would have said something to the waitstaff. Not to the guy, because I would have been afraid that he would have
eaten me or
something.
Well, this guy could have had something wrong with him, too. I mean, this sounded like a health problem, almost.
Like some sort of 1920s whooping cough or something?
It was more than a cough. It was just this consistent loogie wheeze.
God. And he was giant?
He was a big fella.
Like, giant enough to where it was abnormally large, or was he just...
And he smelled like he probably didn't get out of his house much.
Yeah, yeah.
And I felt bad.
I'd have at least said to the help as I was leaving, hey, is that guy okay back there?
Well,
no, I would have said, are you hearing this?
Why are you seating people right next to him?
Right.
That's what I wanted to do, is pull a server or a manager
yes.
aside and say, do you hear what's going on with this guy? I go,
I would have had no problem with that.
That's what I wanted to do.
Asking the wait staff, because especially like after you ate and
mm-hmm.
they didn't spit in your food or anything. I mean, I would have said something to one person at least there. Especially when it's not crowded and they're sitting you back there behind that ape.
Yeah. Could have sat us in another room or completely on the opposite end of the restaurant, but no. Maybe that's an oversight at first, but when they are hearing this guy, they're walking past him numerous times, hearing it, and then they seat another couple right there.
Were they trying to keep themselves entertained? Maybe the waitstaff thought it was funny that they were putting people by.
No, you don't do that to.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so.
You don't do that to customers. That's incredibly strange, though.
And
was this a place where you go? Because I know where you went, but I don't remember how they serve the food. Is this get your own, or you go up and you get the, like you said,
you order off the menu, don't
yeah,
you?
You just order off the menu.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So you're stuck there.
Well, look, at least you took matters into your own hands.
But I felt kind of like a jerk, because what if there's something really wrong with this guy, and I look like the guy that can't fight through the handicapped dude that's got a wheeze problem.
No, look.
No, you don't.
It's not, I mean, if the guy seriously had an issue.
Mm-hmm. He had some type of issue to be struggling as much as he was through dinner.
Well, look, if you're eating and it's that disgusting, you have every right to do whatever the hell you want or say whatever you want.
It was making me sick at my stomach.
Yeah, or say whatever you want, regardless of the fact that it could have been some sort of issue that he couldn't control.
Mm-hmm.
You're at a restaurant. You're supposed to be at a place of peace.
Yeah.
Where you're enjoying yourself.
A restaurant is a place of peace.
Yeah. where you're enjoying yourself and you're enjoying the food and you're enjoying the ambiance. That's part of the experience of going out to dinner. It's not just about the food.
Mm-hmm.
It's about relaxing and enjoying yourself. And if you got Snot Man behind you, there's no way.
It was so Snot Man.
Ugh.
Loogie Man.
I wonder if he's a regular customer there.
I kind of had the feeling he might have been. He was struggling, man. It was so gross. It was seriously so gross.
Ooh.
Seriously?
That was my main problem. Was like, I wanted to ask the waitress, like, are you really seating people right next to this guy, knowing full and well what they're going to have to endure while they're trying to eat?
What was your companion doing? Was she flipping? Because I know my companion would have left. Because she doesn't do well under those types of disgusting circumstances.
No, she was fine. I was the one that was grossed out by the whole thing.
Better than you.
Yeah. Oof. Definitely. I think she was medicated, though.
Of course. All pilled out. Typical.
That a way to go. Medicate her yourself.
That's right.
Eat these.
Well, that's my story.
No.
I felt very Larry David, like not knowing what to say.
Well, Larry would have said something.
You needed to say something.
Larry would have said something.
But it would have been the wrong thing, whatever it was.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I was afraid of, is being Larry David by saying something.
That's why I would have tried to soft-pedal this as much as possible.
Right. You know, because like, you say something, it's like, well, you know, sir, that's my grandfather, and he has palsy or something.
Like, just by asking, you know, is that guy okay back there? Mm-hmm. You know, like you're mildly concerned about him, but not ready to get heavily involved, you know?
Yeah.
See, but Larry, that's TV Larry that would have said something. Regular Larry David in real life wouldn't have said anything. You needed to be Radio Danny. Because you're a decent human being off the air. On the air, you're a jerk. You need to adopt a little bit of Radio Danny in your real life situation.
I need to start tapping into that more often.
You do. Touch into your inner Radio Danny.
Yeah, you got to learn to toggle.
See, this is another lesson from Papa Hardline.
Man,
he would have no problem
Papa
saying
Papa Hardline
something.
Has so much wisdom that he can impart upon his
Don't
radio
call
sons.
Me that. Don't call me that.
Why not?
Why?
I hate that. It shows that you have...
No, it doesn't. It doesn't show anything.
You're our radio
papa. Nothing that I want shown.
Yeah, you're radio papa. How about radio papa?
No.
Does papa creep you out?
Yes.
This is a little house on the prairie.
Yeah.
He's mad.
Would you have
no,
said?
I'm not.
Would you have said something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have said... I would have at least asked if the guy was okay. Yeah. I don't know if I'd have said anything to him.
Yeah.
You know? But I too would have.
You would have. Would you move?
Yeah. If it would
at the very least, you would have moved, right?
If it would have bothered me that bad as it did you, and I just couldn't fight through it, and I understand why you did that because it probably would have.
It was gross.
Impacted me the same way. I would have done the same thing. I'd have gotten up and moved, and then on the way out, maybe ask the help as you know, or at least say. Better keep an eye on that guy back there or something, you know?
Well done.
All right.
That's quite a story.
Well done.
Didn't realize.
Tell it again.
I didn't realize Radio Papa upset you so much.
Let's do community quick hits here.
We'll get into things involving what happens in the community next.
It's a story, a local story. Broadcast.